Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Mud Toe at Midnight. I am your host, Mud Toe Sasquatch. I have played my flute and I have offered sacred fire in the four directions. Please join me in sacred ceremony. I speak as spirit moves me to speak, and I invite you to do the same by calling me at 646-595-3440. And now, Mud Toe at Midnight.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius, the age of Aquarius. Harmony and understanding, sympathy and trust abounding. No more falsehoods or derisions, golden something, crystal dreams of visions. Okay, I'll stop here, first of all, because I'm forgetting the words. And second, of course, because I don't own that music, so I really have no right to sing it, because there's a system whereby artists are compensated even after they're dead. Even many years after, what happens is their music gets absorbed by corporate entities, and corporate entities, of course, live forever. So there's no limit to the amount of time that they can own and charge for music. Now, I believe firmly that the artist and not corporations should have control of their own music. And the artist should have absolute control of the music for as long as it takes them to reasonably make a living off of it. And after that, they should have the ability to charge a fee, a royalty, to anyone else who wants to use the music to make a living. In other words, to play it in a show or something, or say on a radio station that's for profit. But for a little old internet radio show like this, where I'm not even sure if anybody's listening, why should it cost me money to sing a few bars of a song from an old musical? Especially a musical that's nearly 50 years old. And I think that the absolute right of the artist, the absolute control of the music by the artist, and I think this should go for any kind of art as well, absolute control of the music or the writing or whatever it is by the artist should last for 7 years. And after that, it can be referenced, used by someone else. Let's say someone wanted to write their own Harry Potter novel. I think after 7 years, anybody who wants to ought to be able to make a Harry Potter novel. They would have to pay what's her name the money for the privilege to do it, and that there it should be made clear that it's not approved what do I want to say? But the original, it's really tough that I can't remember the woman's name who wrote Harry Potter. Oh, I'm just becoming so decrepit. I can't remember anything anymore. I want to say J.R.R. Tolkien, but I know that's not right. That's the Lord of the Rings dude, and he's been dead for a long time, so he's probably even a much better example. But I mean, you say you write the book, you put it out there, you have absolute rights to it for 7 years, and then if somebody wants to springboard off of your work and do something else, that's fine. If they want to do it for profit, they got to pay you a royalty, and that lasts until you as the author die, and then it's completely free to anybody to use, again, as long as they don't claim credit for it, their original work when it wasn't their original work. That would be a no-no. This is definitely not what I wanted to spend the first 4 minutes of the show on, but I wanted to sing. I was sitting here debating on whether I should sing those couple bars from Age of Aquarius. And my concern was, am I going to get a letter from Blog Talk Radio saying, why are you using copyrighted music in your show? Because they tell us before we do these things that, before we start doing a show on Blog Talk Radio, we get materials of the do's and don'ts. And one of the don'ts is you don't use copyrighted material. And I just did. I badly sang a few lines from Age of Aquarius, from the musical Hair, which, as I said, is nearly 50 years old, and I don't know why anyone should be bothered by it. Probably most people aren't, but I will think about it from now until, I don't know, what would be a reasonable amount of time to think. I'm probably not going to have any sort of, I don't know, at least a week or two. And then I probably won't think about it anymore. I'll think I'll tee-hee and think that I've gotten away with it. If not, I will just plead ignorance, which I guess I can't do if they actually listen to the show, can I? Damn it. I really should think these things through a little better. Well, anyway, good evening. Thank you. Welcome to the big show. That's been used by a number of other people, so I guess I could get hauled before the copyright police on that one, too. Welcome to Mudtoe at Midnight. I am your host, Mudtoe Sasquatch. I own both of those things, and you can't use them. Ha, ha, ha. This is my weekly Friday evening, midnight, half-hour radio show where I just kind of talk because that's what I do. I don't receive messages from spirit. Just spirit kind of winds me up and lets me go. And you have to live with it. I mean, if you're going to listen, this is just what you're going to get. That's what it's all about. Basically, you'll hear a lot about things that have happened to me recently and just ideas that I have, like that last one I just said about how it ought to be. I talk sometimes about how it ought to be. And just we can just dream together here on Block Talk Radio. Thank you for joining me here. This is the With Insights radio channel of Blog Talk Radio. And there are other shows on here which you can that you can investigate. You come back to the same wherever you found this. If you keep coming back to this one, you will get references to the other shows, one of which is my brother Iggy's show. He's my spirit brother, not my blood brother. But he has a show at 6 o'clock. It's Rosa Burnham now. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to hear about that one. Iggy and Rosa, I should just stick to the first names. Iggy and Rosa do a show on Mondays at 6 p.m. where they take your calls and they will give you intuitive readings. And it's very entertaining. They have a lot to say. They have some. I've worked with them. They have some very keen insights. And so call them up if you get a chance. There are other shows on the network. I know Jenny Seek's show, Inner Voice Intuitive Hour, is on Tuesdays. And Ananda of Love is on Thursdays. And I'm here on either Friday or Saturday, depending on how you look at it. It's Friday at midnight, or is it Friday night at midnight, or is it Saturday morning at midnight? Just all depends. That's in any case, it's Eastern time, so that's the only time zone where you really have to deal with that problem. You can come back here and see me, or listen to me anyway, at whatever time you happen to be listening to me right now. I just came back from an appointment with my daughter. It's an appointment, isn't it? An appointment with my daughter and her family. They've been bugging me for some time to come and see them more often. They do not live far from me at all, so I have no excuse. And they even offered to feed me, so now I really don't have an excuse. I went over to their place for tacos tonight, and that's my daughter and her husband and their daughter, who is my granddaughter, a very sweet little child who is my teacher. She teaches me a lot. And we enjoyed tacos tonight. It's very, very edifying evening, and we intend to make it a habit. We're going to do it every Friday evening that all of us are free. And of course, two weeks from now, I'm not going to be free because I'm working. We are going to make an effort. We have promised each other, not my granddaughter because she really wasn't coming, but you know, the adults in the room promised each other that we would sit down and we make a concerted effort to make this a regular Friday event, and I find I'm enjoying that idea a lot. I don't spend nearly enough time with my family, especially the sort of downstream family, the younger side of the family, and it's well worth the effort to be there with my daughter and with the younger one, my granddaughter, And even that guy that my daughter married, he's a good guy, too. So I'll be bringing you, probably since that's going to happen on Fridays, I'll probably have a taco night report for you every Friday. Won't that be fun? You'll certainly be looking forward to that. I had to go bring, since one of my contributions, one of the few things that I have pretty much unfettered access to is food. Because I still am on the government's wonderful food stamp program, and as long as I'm not, you know, I watch the don't get the expensive stuff, just get the cheap stuff. I try and get, so it's a balance, because really nutritious food tends to be expensive. But I was able to make a contribution, is what I was getting to, in a very elliptical way. I brought salsa and I brought shredded lettuce to the party, to the taco party, and I feel good. I made my contribution. I wasn't just going there and eating someone else's food. So I went and I laid down my federal government money and I got the salsa and I spent some time on it actually. It's the shredded lettuce. I mean, it's pretty much shredded lettuce, but the salsa, I mean, there's a bunch of different kinds, and I don't know a whole lot about salsa, so I was looking around. I kind of looked for one that was safe, you know, that wouldn't be bringing something that was just totally out of line. As to pico de gallo, I knew that phrase. I'd heard that phrase, and I had pico de gallo. I was pretty sure I'd had pico de gallo before, and that it was relatively mild and easy to stomach, so I went ahead and went with that. Consulted with my daughter and her family about possible salsas that might come in the future. There's a verde salsa. See, I kind of like verde salsa, the green salsa, but I know not everybody does, and I just want to not just show up with that. So, but next time I will. I am going to show up with that because I've checked it out now, and they said they would be delighted. They would be delighted to have some verde salsa. Verde meaning green, of course. I'm trying to expand my language horizons. It's cold. It's dreadfully cold where I live, and it's going to stay that way for a little while, I guess. I guess, well, it's supposed to warm up a little bit enough and rain tomorrow enough to wash away the snow and ice we have on the ground, and then tomorrow they're going to give us, the spirit's going to give us about 6 inches more to tickle our fancy, I guess. I need to run out at some point. See, this is the difficulty of living on a very, 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 very limited budget. I don't really have the money to go out and get some salt for the front porch. I need some. I have a little, but not enough really to get me through if there's going to be like huge amounts of snow and then melting and then more snow and then melting. Melting means ice. If the temperature goes back down, especially at night, you know, during the day, the temperature goes up, you get a little bit of melting, people walk across the snow, make that horrible sort of rough pattern on the sidewalk. And then the temperature goes back down after the sun goes down, and that all freezes into a wonderful sort of permanent pattern, and then everybody slips and breaks their necks and dies. And I don't know if that's ever actually happened or not, but I know certainly people have slipped and fallen and sued and won money from your household insurance. So I try and keep salt on the sidewalks and on the stairway in front of them. I needed it today, and the salt kind of failed me. I guess maybe I didn't quite use enough. But I had some people come over today. I'm making an effort. I have a lot of efforts in progress right now. One of my efforts that I'm making is to get rid of things that surround me that no longer serve me. And I have had a quite extensive collection of VHS tapes. The older people in the audience will remember what those were. Now, back in the day, you know, when I first got my first job in my first apartment, and like the first appliance I bought was a VCR, and I just started taping like a madman. And I pretty much kept everything. You know, I wasn't much about TV shows, but I taped movies off of movie channels, and I like to collect those. And then, you know, when the widescreen era, the letterbox era came in, I had to replace a lot of those. But I still had some of the original ones that didn't come out in letterbox for whatever reason. I still had those. In fact, my gosh, I think I may have given up. I must have, because I gave up. Well, let me circle back to that. I collected up all those tapes because I've been sitting. I don't even own a VCR anymore. I gave my VCR away to my mother because she needed one. And they're difficult to find. And so I gave it to my mother, and I mean, I got these VHS tapes, and I didn't even have a machine to play them on anymore. And they're just taking up space in my closet. I'd put them in my closet. So I put an ad on Craigslist. Actually, before that, I rustled up some empty boxes, and I put all the tapes into the empty boxes and took up a surprising little space once I had them stored that way. So I put them near my front door, and then I made up the ad on Craigslist and said, look, I've got these VHS tapes, about 150 of them. They've got a lot of movies on them from 1990s and early 2000s that I recorded off of movie channels, but you know, I don't have any use for them anymore, and maybe you do. So I really didn't want to. I really didn't want to landfill the tapes. That seems, in many ways, like a sin. That kind of aggregation of synthetic materials. I mean, that will never degrade. Will never ever degrade. And send those 150 of them to a landfill where they're just going to sit and take up space forever. Really did not want to do that. I wanted to find someone who would use the tapes as tapes. Would either love the programming that was on them or would reuse the tapes, re-record them, or you know, take them apart and cannibalize them, recycle the parts. I mean, that would have been perfectly acceptable as well. But I put the ad on Craigslist and, free, put it on the free section, and I had like four or five calls within an hour. That's a free is a very magical word, you know. I think you attract someone interested in just about anything if it's free. And a young gentleman and his friend came by this afternoon, and they picked up all my tapes. And he collected VHS tapes and programs on VHS. And it was going to be an adventure for him because I didn't have a list of anything or anything of the programs that were on the tapes. So yeah. And then what I was going to say before, what I was going to circle back to, I just say I'm hoping that there weren't some things on there that were irreplaceable, because there's a lot of things, and then I happen to think of one. I think my copy, the only copy I had, a copy of Americathon, a movie called Americathon with John Ritter and Harvey Korman. Perhaps you're familiar with it, probably not. It was a B-grade comedy made in the late 1970s, and it's about the United States going bankrupt. It's about to be repossessed by the Native Americans, and they have to have a telethon to raise the money to pay off the national debt, which stood at a whopping $300 billion. It's funny because today it's like $16 trillion. It's like, oh God, I can't do math this late at night. It's at least 5,000 times more? 6,000 times more, something along those lines. The actual national debt now is about 5,000 times more than the number that they thought was so outrageously, can't even believe it, large back in 1978. But anyway, Harvey Korman is the guy running the telethon, and Jack Ritter plays the President of the United States, and Fred Willard is the guy who's working for the United Hebrew Republic, evidently in their version of history. The Arabs and the Jews had gotten together and had created an extremely powerful conglomeration, and they wanted the United States to go bankrupt, so they were trying to sabotage the Americathon. But anyway, it's not a terribly terrific movie, but it had funny moments. And I'm thinking that I had a copy of it in those VHS tapes that I just gave away, which is unfortunate for me because you can't get that movie on DVD. There are literally hundreds, maybe thousands, of movies like that, just eccentric comedies, horror movies. Well, actually, horror movies tend to do a little bit better as far as someone liking them enough to give them a DVD release. Comedies and romances, I think, are the two there's just scads of titles from the 70s and 80s because they're not old enough, to be classic. 60s or before can get released as classic movies. 70s and 80s can't, at least not yet. So there's scads of these wonderful movies that just don't exist on DVD. You can't find them. The only way you can get them on DVD, so you get on Amazon, you find somebody who's made a DVD copy off of a VHS tape. That's sort of a growth industry right now. As you get old programming, somebody finds the old VHS tape and makes a DVD of it. That's the only way, and I mean the only way, to get the Gong Show movie, if you've ever seen that, because it was never even released on VHS. But if somebody recorded it, I never did, and I wish I had, but I knew I had a friend who had recorded it off of HBO, off of Home Box Office. If you have one of those and you, you can happen to get in touch with somebody and put it up on. So I don't know how they get away with putting it up on eBay because it is illegal. You know, you're selling copyrighted material. But you could make you transfer your VHS to DVD, and then that's the only way to get a copy of the Gong Show movie on DVD. Of course, it's not DVD quality; it's VHS quality transferred onto the DVD. So my copy of Americathon has walked out the door. But then again, when was the last time I watched it? That was the thing; I wasn't watching the tapes anymore. At one time, I was transferring some of them. I saved a couple of my old movies, but I could get all the ones I saved. Like I saved Raiders of the Lost Ark; I could get that on DVD if I wanted. I think my issue with Raiders was that at one time you could only get, you had to get the whole set. You had to get all three. I didn't want all three. I just wanted the original. I'm quite sure you can get the original by itself now. Oh, I don't know. This is one of those shows that just seems to be plodding by, doesn't it? Just didn't have a whole lot of exciting to talk about. I mean, I did my last blog of the year on Monday, which you can find on mudtoesasquatch.com. And I just, everybody was, you know, had, was posting in on their blogs or on Facebook or whatever, all the, all of this profound, you know, wisdom, profound thoughts for the new year. And I couldn't seem to reach any profundity this week, last Monday when I wrote it. So I just wrote this goofy stream of consciousness thing that started off with the moon and the orbits and the stars, and ended up with Uranus or Uranus, depending on your loyalties. And I made a nice little joke connecting Uranus or Uranus with Tracy Lords, if you remember who Tracy Lords was. And that's someone whose videos you can't get anymore for a quite different reason. I don't know if you remember that, but, well, why not? I have time to tell you. For those of you who don't remember Tracy Lords, she's a porn star. Might still be, I don't know. It's been a while. But the thing is, she started being a porn star before she was 18 years old. The people who made her videos claim they didn't know that. But, what happened was, she had these existing videos she made before she was 18 years old, and the question became, are those, is that child pornography now? We didn't know she was 18. It was less than 18, but now we do. Do we have to round all those up? And are people going to go to jail for having child porn, even though didn't go out, they didn't try to purchase child porn? They didn't know it was child porn. So a lot of these, I guess, got dumpstered, and they're very. It's again a very valuable piece of Americana, I guess, if you want to think of it that way. If you have a pre-certain date, I don't even remember what the date was, but if it's before a certain date, before her 18th birthday, it's very valuable because most of the copies have been destroyed because people didn't want to be hauled off to jail for having it. Tell you what, she sure didn't look 16. Although she talked like she was 16. See, that's the thing. If you listen to her speak for any amount of time, you start to think that something is wrong. Is she putting that on? Is she trying to sound like she's younger than she is? Or is she? Well, no, she's really high school age. But doing some rather. Rather amazing work before the camera. And all these things sort of connecting together in an odd way. I didn't plan that in any way at all. But everything seems to be going back to this idea of the availabilities of materials and the way materials are kept away from people for various reasons. So I don't know if is that spirit at work there, or is it just a bunch of tattered remnants that have been in my head for a long time and now are just coming together for some odd reason. I don't know. I don't think I had enough caffeine tonight. That would be one thing. I didn't have decaffeinated soda at my daughter's house, and I haven't had it since I've been here. I can't go out to eat. See, that's where I get all my caffeine, but I have no money to go out to eat. I don't have any money until Friday, and I get paid again. But then all of my money, basically all of my money, is going to go right back out the door to pay utility bills and such. I'll be another 2 weeks. So I'm learning to live without restaurants, which is probably a good thing. You know, it certainly saves me some money, but I don't say it kind of cuts into my I want to say cuts into it. It disorients me. I feel what is it? Displacement. That's the word. I feel that there's something I ought to be doing that I'm not. It's not maybe something that I ought to be doing, but it's whatever I'm used to doing. It's the way I'm used to living, and now I have to change it because there ain't no cash. There just ain't no cash. It's frustrating. Frustrating to live this way. So I must get the book finished. And then I'll put it out there, and then what'll happen? I don't know. I know I had a nice sort of eruption of writing on Wednesday. Had to work on Thursday and had a bunch of stuff I needed to get done before I went to work on Thursday, so nothing got done yesterday. And nothing got done today just because nothing got done today. I got sort of hung up on that VHS tape project and never sat down to do any work. So here I am, the one that you love. See, there's another one. Handcuff me. Take me to copyright jail. Stealing from people who might be dead for all I know, but certainly have a heck of a lot more money than I do. And I'm not making any money for it, so why are you so freaking worried about it? Who knows? Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? Don, that's copyrighted too! This is why I could never do a real radio show. I have all these strange connections in my head, and they have to do mostly with stuff I've stolen from TV shows, radio shows, music, whatever. That's all copyrighted, so I can't use it. I find that, you know, I'm writing things sometimes, and I want to put it in the writing. It's, damn, I can't use that in my writing. It's copyrighted. Story I'm working on is the tale of Bear Talker, and I've talked about it on the show a couple of times, and I blogged about it a couple of times, and I wrote some extensive material for it on Wednesday. And then I got thinking about it and decided it just doesn't work. It's not right. I have this sort of conceit that I developed that the story should be told almost completely from the point of view of one certain character. And going over in my mind, it's not going to work. It's because there are things that need to come out in the story that character couldn't possibly know, couldn't possibly see. If they do see it, then it spoils things that are going to happen later. So sometimes, you know, you just got to cut an idea loose, just cut something loose and forge ahead. And I think what I'm going to do is start off just right at the beginning with the birth of Bear Talker scene, which I was going to bury later in the story, and let the awful secret of his birth be a surprise. But I think I'm just going to have to put it out there right at the beginning. I don't know. It's just one of those. I got some very strong ideas. They don't seem to. It's hard to fit them together into an order that makes sense as a narrative. And we'll also, I hope, keep the audience engaged. I don't know. It's just every time I write it, it's always a lot better in my head than it is on the page. Anyway, we have come to the end of our time together. This is probably not one of my better shows. I apologize for that. If this is your first time here, I hope you will come back later. The shows do get better than this one. We'll put it down to holiday hangover. So next week we'll have another week distance from the holidays and should be okay. So once more, thank you for listening to my ramblings, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye now.